My name is Alan. I'm an addict. Hello, everyone. Thank you, Stephen, for asking me to share. Well done, Christine. I really got lots from what you shared. And I'm really glad that I chucked that leaflet at you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, you've become an asset to this fellowship and yourself. And I love you very much. So thank you. Yeah, just welcome to everybody. Do you know, if you're new to this fellowship or you're returning back to this fellowship, good on you. And if you're not in that category, good on you as well. You know, I think, it's just really beautiful that everyone's present here. And thanks to the committee as well. You know, I have to say, I've never heard such an attractive literature announcement. So, I just want to say this actually on our literature, and there's some literature that I've kind of parked. You know, it's almost too potent sometimes. You know what I mean? If I'm in my disease, I just keep it at arm's length because it really is so spiritually potent. If that term makes any sense to anyone, that I've just parked it because I'm just not ready for some of it. Do you know what I mean? It sends a shiver down my spine. But the truth is, what I like to share sometimes is, you know, those readings that get shared at the beginning of each meeting. I think they're really fundamental. And what I try to say to people, especially if you're new, is, you know, I can share my experience about what I've got from Narcotics Anonymous, and kind of maybe, you know, that will be some experience and quite a bit of opinion, I guess, unavoidably. But those reading cards really just encapsulate everything quite perfectly about what this is all about. So, you know, I would encourage people to tune into those reading cards. My favorite one is the pink card, which is our Just for Today reading, which gets read at most of the time at the end of our recovery meetings. And there's a sentence in that says, just for today through NA, I will get a better perspective on my life. And that sentence kind of really, really helps me. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those little gems amongst lots of others that are embedded within our literature that I've kind of managed to put in my back pocket, metaphorically speaking, and I keep that with me. Do you know what I mean? And if life comes on top, because life does come on top for me, it's one of them little sayings, them little sentences that I draw upon. And what it kind of basically says to me is, maybe Alan, maybe get yourself to a meeting or connect with another recovering addict and get some perspective. Because what happens with me, and I've got, you know, like I've got a bit of clean time, you know, I've got a good chunk of clean time. But life improves as I've gone along. Life has improved. And if it hadn't improved, I wouldn't be sat here now. So I think that's what I need to say, because I could fall into the trap as I'm speaking here this evening of painting a gloomy picture about how life can be sometimes, you know what I mean? But again, when I compare it with how my life was before I came into this fellowship and before I got clean, it's absolutely incomparable. Do you know what I mean? But it doesn't mean to say that life doesn't happen for me. Do you know what I mean? And in some respects, the longer I've gone on, the longer I've stayed clean, the more I've engaged with this program, and the more I've embraced and tried to live by and practice the spiritual principles that I've gained from working this program, which is via the step work, the more sensitive I've almost like the more sensitive I've become, really. And you know, I used to hear people talking about the road getting narrower and all of this, and I kind of get it now. Do you know what I mean? I don't have so many diversions to resort to in life now, you know, when I have the awareness that I have now as a result of working this program. Do you know what I mean? And knowing a little bit about how I operate and what happens when I'm not on top of my game spiritually, and the impact that can have, especially on those around me, you know. So yeah, so I kind of need it, do you know what I mean? And I'm glad that life's got, I'm glad I'm more sensitive now as well. And I used to hate that, do you know, I used to hate the fact that I was sensitive. In fact, it was one of the things that resulted in me using in the way that I used for many, many years, do you know what I mean? I was just kind of a very sensitive individual, but was raised in a in an environment that frowned upon that, do you know what I mean? I couldn't connect with being a sensitive man, or, you know, it was kind of unsafe, like genuinely unsafe for me to show vulnerability. And one of the really attractive things about this fellowship, and one of the things that kept me coming back from day one really, was coming into meetings and seeing men particularly who could well be my peers, do you know what I mean? Saying that they were scared, that they felt vulnerable, and that they felt like it was on top for them, or they didn't know what to do. They didn't have the answer to what they were facing. Do you know what I mean? And that level of honesty shown to me by another man in an open setting, like an NA meeting, just blew me away. Do you know what I mean? Amongst other things, but that alone was just such an attractive thing. Do you know what I mean? It was very odd, and it was very scary really to even encounter, I have to say, but it was one of the things that kept me coming back, because that's what I need really. Do you know what I mean? I need to be able to come to a space where I can try and be myself, practice being honest and real, and not feel like I have to live up to that kind of expectation that was kind of put upon me from a really young age, especially in my family. Do you know what I mean? Especially in my sort of early conditioning, it was just really difficult, do you know what I mean? So yeah, what a freedom, do you know what I mean? What a freedom to be able to come here and say, you know, I'm a sensitive man. Actually, by not using what I've, and I need to say this as well, if you are new to recovery, if you're thinking about getting clean, or you're thinking about, you know, trying to change something in your life, do you know what I mean? I think it's really appropriate and really fair to say that, and I think I'd be doing an injustice to anybody if I didn't say this, but I think that the deal is you're going to have to experience some feelings. Do you know what I mean? You are going to have, there's going to be an emotional consequence. There's no real way of trying to pretty that up. Do you know what I mean? And you know, the mad thing is, and I was talking about resisting, like, the literature, for example, a little while ago, and I resist other aspects of this program, do you know what I mean? Because what it is, this program is really loving and really giving and really fulfilling and nourishing and enriching for me. That's what happens when I work this program. If I access everything this program has to offer, the consequences, all that stuff, yeah, it helps me, it's loving, and it holds me, and it makes everything okay, despite what's happening in life, you know, because life is just life, man, life just happens, right? My first sponsor said that to me. He just used to shrug his hands and say, Alan, life happens, mate, do you know what I mean? And I really needed to hear that, you know, I needed people to say that to me, and that's what I'm trying to say to you. Life happens, and do you know what? It's going to happen anyway. Do you know what I mean? I'll either engage with it and do it clean. Do you know what I mean? Okay, I'm going to have some feelings, or I'm just going to deny that that I'm part of it. Do you know what I mean? Hide, isolate, and smash myself to bits usually, because if I do that stuff, I'll end up with loads of shame and guilt and other fallout. Do you know what I mean? And knowing what I know now, it's a rock and a hard place. So I'm here now, and I choose to engage with this. But but yeah, I just, you know, it's what I do is I resist this stuff. Okay, I have a part of me. Some days I call it my disease. Some days I call it, you know, my addiction. Some days I call it, you know, the illness. Do you know what I mean? I don't know, it don't really matter, but I have a part of me that resists anything that's loving and nourishing and fulfilling. And that's painful. Do you know what I mean? It's painful to accept that I have this part within me that if it's a bit sordid and a bit seedy and is likely to cause some damage to myself and other people, I tend, even after all this time and with the awareness that I've got, I can gravitate towards that more easily and, you know, organically than I can parts of this program, which I know will do the opposite. And that's my tussle, really. Do you know what I mean? That's where it's at for me now, is having that awareness, knowing that, and having to work with that and roll with it. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's just there's an entropic force that I'm up against, do you know what I mean, that I create that keeps me separate, do you know what I mean, from anything that's going to be seen to be a solution, and all of you people as well, do you know what I mean, who generally have my best interests at heart, do you know what I mean, and so I have to compensate for that, you know. I have to compensate for that. And most of this program has taught me to do things that go against the grain for Alan. Do you know what I mean? Sitting here now sharing, or trying to share openly with a group of people who I know to certain degrees or don't know at all, is the complete opposite of what I did when I was using. Do you know what I mean? It couldn't be more different. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, this program calls on us to do things that generally go against the natural grain for me anyway as an addict. So yeah, I struggle, man. I struggle with this. I'm not a perfect recovering NA member, not a perfect recovering addict. I have feelings, do you know what I mean? And what I do is I've gotten pretty good over the time I've been around at not using. Do you know what I mean? I think one of the things, if I look at my step one in particular, my step one was a complete kind of revelation to me. Do you know what I mean? When I finally stopped still long enough and stepped back long enough, at that point, recognizing that there was a slight window of opportunity here, do you know what I mean? That I'd kind of stopped being impulsive long enough to just not use for long enough, and then look at some of what we do here, look at the first step. I won't go into how I came across the first step. I may talk a little bit more. If I dry up, I may talk about how I got here, but when I looked at the first step and I put pen to paper, and there was something about putting pen to paper that was really, really profound for me, do you know what I mean? There was a connection, a physical connection with myself, do you know what I mean? That I hadn't experienced for a long time, if ever. And I got honest, do you know what I mean? I had a few questions in front of me and a pad, and I had some solitude, and I got honest. And what I did was I did some, it's like the maths. Step one for me was like maths, right? It was like putting two and two together, and for the first time in my life, coming up with four. Do you know what I mean? It was just like that, you know, in its simplest form. You know, when I use, I lose. And I wrote about it, and I wrote about all the times that when I used, I lost, and further to that, other people lost as well. Do you know what I mean? And some of the denial was kind of shattered, if you like. Some of the denial went then. Do you know what I mean? And I kind of... I think what happened as well in relation to my step one was I had a bit of clean time, and then I relapsed. And my relapse happened really quick and very, it was quite brutal. And by the time I was able to get that window of opportunity again, do you know what I mean? And take stock again and arrest the active using, long enough to take a look at what had just happened over that last 18 months and the loss that I'd experienced, that the maths, you know, the step one kicked in again, do you know what I mean? And that had gone from a theoretical mathematical equation almost to something very profound that has sat within me ever since. And that's my lived step one, do you know what I mean? That I don't think it's ever gone anywhere. Do you know what I mean? I just intuitively know now. Do you know what I mean? That if I use, that's what awaits me. Do you know what I mean? I ripped myself and people around me to pieces in the space of 18 months to the degree that the last 18 years of active using couldn't even compare with. Do you know what I mean? It was really, really frightening. And that was without any NA-based recovery in the bank as well. Do you know what I mean? I would really hate, and if you've got experience of relapse here, do you know what I mean? Wow, you know? Like, relapse with NA-based recovery in the bank must be incredibly painful. Do you know what I mean? So hats off to you guys. Do you know what I mean? If any of you have got that going on or have experienced that. I had a relapse without any kind of 12-step based recovery in me, and that was incredibly painful. Do you know what I mean? So I just did that, and that step one has carried me. Do you know what I mean? And I've been a slow burner with my program. Do you know what I mean? I'm in my 18th year of clean time in NA, the thing with me, right, is I can't hide behind like being a newcomer anymore, even though sometimes I'd really like to. Do you know what I mean? When life gets painful, because it does. And please, if you are new and you're hearing someone here sharing about life being painful despite doing all this stuff, I'm just being honest with you. Life is still painful, but it's much less painful. Do you know what I mean? When I do this stuff, and it's much less painful than it used to be, and much less exhausting than it used to be when I was using and trying to deny my using and hold it down and hide it from everyone. It was just completely exhausting, and I don't know how I did it. I'm a slow burner. Do you know what I mean? I've put a stick down in the fellowship and in my recovery many years ago. You know, for a long time, I was coming to meetings and I was doing like half the stuff, if you like. I was going to meetings, I was doing service, I was doing the kind of service that you're doing this evening, James, and I was engaged with the literature, and I had a bit of a God. Like, do you know what I mean, going on, and I'd help newcomers, do you know what I mean, and I sort of toyed with sponsorship a bit, because I've not found sponsorship easy, if I'm honest, but what I wasn't doing is I wasn't working the steps, like actively working the steps, and for me there's a difference between actively working a step. Okay, because for me, like the steps, a bit like I shared that experience with the step one, it's kind of almost theoretical, almost in some respects. For me, there's something very cathartic and nurturing and powerful and potent about putting a pen on paper and connecting with myself in that way. But it kind of boils down to the principles that I walk away with through that process. And then for me, the main way this program works for me is trying to live those principles. Do you know what I mean? It's what I do when I walk out of a meeting. Do you know what I mean? And it's what I do when no one's looking. Do you know what I mean? That kind of thing, really. You know, it's kind of my how spiritually well and how much I'm applying the principles in my daily living. Do you know what I mean? That's more important to me, really. So I kind of, I kind of work a steady program. Do you know what I mean? A steady program, which is my program. Do you know what I mean? Which is kind of similar to other people's programs. It's about sponsorship, being a sponsee, and also sponsoring other people. It's about doing service. It's about reading bits of literature. It's about going to meetings. And it's about doing step work and, you know, and trying to share my truth, do you know what I mean? And reach out a little bit. That's kind of what it is that I do every day to some degree or other, do you know what I mean? And what... As a result of doing that, I've stayed clean. But I've not only stayed clean, I've had a quality of life that is completely, you know, just blows me away. Do you know what I mean? I genuinely do kind of still pinch myself at times, you know what I mean? I could be doing something and just ticking along in life, and I just have that wave of gratitude, do you know what I mean, for my life today, that sense of like, wow, do you know what I mean? I'm doing this, do you know what I mean? Because there was a long time in recovery in the early days when I asked myself, you know, whether I could do this. And it's kind of nowadays, it's kind of like, no, I'm doing this. Do you know what I mean? And I think, yeah, but you're doing this for a long time, but sometimes it still feels so new. You know, I still feel so renewed sometimes. Do you know what I mean? Especially when I connect with the principle of gratitude. Do you know what I mean? When I look around and I think to myself, gosh, you know, I remember being in a really, you know, lost, desperate, hollow, lonely place in my life, do you know what I mean? And how different it is today. And when I recall those experiences, do you know what I mean? And realize how far apart I am from that now, it's really hard to not just be blown away by it, do you know what I mean? And what it does, it kind of humbles me, do you know what I mean? I'm kind of humbled by what I've experienced and what I see other people who come to these meetings and connect with this program experience. It doesn't fail to humble me, do you know what I mean? And I think what that does is that, you know, by staying connected with this stuff, it's a real safeguard against regressing backwards, do you know what I mean? Because there's a part of me that could, you know, I heard it shared once, and I don't know if this person shares it but as a matter of course, so you may have heard it, and if you have, it's fine, because a lot of what I share and what I've done here, I've just, you know, I've got it from other people, from you guys, do you know what I mean, who have got a bit more experience. And he said that as much as he has a desire to not use, do you know what I mean? And that's why I'm here, right? Because of our, you know, our third tradition permits me to be here, you know, with nearly 18 years clean, or if I'm not clean, do you know what I mean? And I can't even contemplate being clean, do you know what I mean? So, but he said that he had a part of him that still has a desire to use, do you know what I mean? And I'd be lying really if I said that I didn't have that somewhere, lurking around somewhere, do you know what I mean? And I just think it's really important to always be in a place of being able to own that part of me, do you know what I mean? That could just like F up tomorrow, lose sight of the ball, which is this. Forget where I come from, forget the pain that my active using represented, and go and pick up, do you know what I mean? Maybe there's a fantasy somewhere lurking around, or some illusion lurking around that maybe I can have a day off. You know, like I said, life happens and I'm really sensitive and I have to experience my emotions today, like it or not, do you know what I mean? I can do lots of different things, do you know what I mean? I can use lots of different things to numb out my emotional experience, especially if I'm in pain or I'm not very happy about something, or, you know, but ultimately I have to face up to my reality and use the principles to deal with it, do you know what I mean? But yeah, gosh, I'm so glad that I have that step one, and I'm so glad that I stay plugged into this stuff enough to kind of safeguard me and protect me from going back, do you know what I mean? And I remember when I first got clean, right, and I remember when I was using, I used to think my using was just about me. I was one of these who had an attitude of, look, what I do is my business, right? I'm not hurting nobody. Leave me alone. Back off. I know what I'm doing. Just go away. Do you know what I mean? And often I would be saying that to people who cared lots about me. Do you know what I mean? Who tried to love me in my life, when really I because I felt unlovable, I kind of was unlovable, because I wasn't able to let people in, do you know what I mean? And when I got clean, I kind of started to survey everything like we do, do you know what I mean? And connect with the reality of where I'd been for the last couple of decades, and the harm I'd caused, and the guilt you know, and the kind of shame that I was confronted with. Do you know what I mean? I was talking to someone before the meeting about shame and welcome as well. But yeah, the my using was never just about me. Do you know what I mean? It was never, there was always some fallout. There was always some collateral. Do you know what I mean? And now when I do think about having a day off from all of what life can kind of throw at me, I realize now the ripple effect of Alan when he's using, I'd take people down with me. Do you know what I mean? And that's just so not fair. Do you know what I mean? It's just so, it just goes against everything I've learned whilst being a part of this fellowship and working this program in this fellowship. I'm not as self-centered as I used to be. Do you know what I mean? So to pick up now would be like the ultimate act in just like F you and F me as well. Do you know what I mean? And I'm just not, I don't know, maybe I've got a stubborn part of me as well that's kept me here as well. You know, there's a part of me that's kind of, you know, that stubbornness has served me. Do you know what I mean? What can I say? A bit like what you said, Christine, I'd never really tried to stop using. The truth be known, do you know what I mean? I picked up really young and it worked. It was my solution. The drugs that I took were my fix, my solution for a long time. And by the time I kind of cottoned on that they weren't using, I didn't really have a plan B. I'd gotten so attached to my using as my only plan, my plan A, that I never really had a viable plan B that I could contemplate. So I just used, man. That was all I did. I just used. I didn't know anything else other than to use. And the prospect of not using, I couldn't contemplate. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't. It didn't compute. I couldn't get my head around it. It just didn't. It was just absolutely incomprehensible, and a few things happened along the way, and I ended up in a position where I had that little window of opportunity. Do you know what I mean? I had that little breather from my active using, and I had a bit of love around me, and a bit of this literature around me, and I had a look at things, and someone gave me a pen and a piece of paper. Do you know what I mean? And a few. Few people from a subcommittee in this fellowship called H&I came and gave me a hug somewhere. Do you know what I mean? And I just thought maybe there's a plan B for me. Do you know what I mean? And I then discovered this plan B. And what's happened is gradually what was my only ever plan B has become my plan A. Do you know what I mean? And it's this now. You know, it's I don't really know anything other than like what we do here. Do you know what I mean? It's like second nature now. You know, I no longer talk about, you know, life and my recovery, like as if they're two separate entities. Do you know what I mean? I just talk about my life and I talk about recovery and it's completely interchangeable. Do you know what I mean? It's become one. And I'm just Alan, like the recovering addict who's a bit of a slow burner with his stuff. Do you know what I mean? But it's completely okay with that. There are, you know, there's a few kind of, I don't know, there's a few, you know, I'm not one of your Mr. NAs, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not a spokesperson for this fellowship, do you know what I mean? I've never tried to be, do you know what I mean? In fact, I've made lots of mistakes along the way. But there was a time when ignorance was truly bliss. Like, I'm sure people identify with that, do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, there was a time when I could get away with stuff, do you know what I mean? When I didn't know that there was a plan B, for example, or I didn't know that I could apply a spiritual principle to something that was going on in my life. I didn't know that there was a solution. I didn't know that I was capable of causing the harm that I can cause, do you know what I mean? In recovery, you know? And as time's gone on, the kind of ability to move the goalposts myself has kind of diminished, and I can't quite easily get away with just saying, oh, it's okay. Like, I have to just kind of like square up to myself really a bit, and square up to life a little bit, and try and take stuff on the chin. And a lot of the time I don't want to do that, do you know what I mean? I fantasize about my old kind of rehab days, do you know what I mean? And you know, yeah, sometimes I want to curl up, do you know what I mean? I really do. I just want to tell life to do one. In fact, I'm going to share a little bit about that, right? Because I was thinking about this, because I was thinking, you know, like we've got, because there's outside issues, right? But there's always outside issues. But what happens is that my interpretation of outside issues, they become my inside issues, right? Do you know what I mean? And I end up walking around with them and they become my issues, do you know what I mean? And then they become triggers for me, do you know what I mean? And they cause me pain. And I start to get a little bit lost, you know, hence I need that to pull that pink card out of my back pocket again, do you know what I mean? And stuff like that, and come here and bounce it off of people. But I'm really bogged down by life, and I have been for a while, do you know what I mean? I've been dismayed at what I see going on out there, do you know what I mean? And I think as I've gone on in and when I say out there, I mean just in life, you know, just in the world at the moment, sometimes I just kind of catch sight of things and I think it's not okay, do you know what I mean? There's some stuff that happens out there and it's not what happens in here. It's at odds with what I've learned in here, do you know what I mean? And as I've gained a conscience through, you know, through being a recovering man, do you know what I mean? And trying to grow up and mature in life. I'm no spring chicken now. That's another story. I could talk about how I feel about my age at the moment. And then someone who's older than me will come along and say, oh, you're just a baby. And I just want to like tear them in two. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't feel like a baby. Do you know what I mean? I wish I was. And I wish I did feel like a baby. But I'm having to face up to certain aspects of my reality at the moment that I'm struggling with, do you know what I mean? And then, you know, time ticks as well, you know? That's what's got me going, going a bit mad at the moment is time ticking. I think time's become one of my main higher powers, do you know what I mean? I feel at the mercy of the clock, if that makes sense to anyone. And I'm connecting more and more with my own mortality. In fact, the last time I've done a share here, I was just come out of hospital. I'd had a pretty serious health scare, do you know what I mean? And it's interesting actually, because when I came here to do this share this evening, I was trying to reflect back a couple of years ago to when that was going on for me, do you know what I mean? And I don't know. Yeah, and it was another like, you know, I'm just connecting with the fact that I'm getting older. The clock is ticking, and we do this step work, and a lot of the step work at the end of the sections, it asks you what your goals are and stuff, and it asks you how, you know, what you've learned through doing this particular step impacts on your goals and what you'd like to achieve, you know, with your recovery and with your life and recovery. And the kind of, I've not got massive ambitions in life, but I've got a few things that I want to do. And it's like, okay, so do you know what I mean? I'm a massive procrastinator too, do you know what I mean? And I'm having to reconcile that. And yeah, and then I think, you know, there's just some stuff going on in the world at the moment that causes me a bit of pain and scares me a bit, do you know what I mean? And I don't know. It's like, you know, when you want to give this stuff out there as well, do you ever feel that urge to just like grab older people and like shove our program down their throat? Do you know what I mean? These might be people you know personally, but I mean, like, I'm looking globally. I just want to like ram this program down the world's throat at the moment. Do you know what I mean? And I can't, you know, and we learn that we can't do that. You know, we can't force this on anyone. And, yeah, I'm so glad that I'm part of this fellowship. I'm so glad that I'm amongst people, generally speaking, who have this little kind of alternate way of like engaging with life. Do you know what I mean? And then I think, gosh, what would I do without it now? Do you know what I mean? How would I manage out there in this day and age without these principles, do you know what I mean, in tow? Thank you. Yeah, I felt like I needed rescuing a little bit. So I'm glad I've only got 5 minutes left to share. And I will say, I wish you'd had the long share, Christine. Do you know what I mean? I could have listened to you all night. Seriously, your energy is just fantastic. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like my energy has been quite low this evening. Do you know what I mean? I had a sense that would happen. It's been a long day and it's been a long week. And I kind of was a little bit apprehensive about coming along and having a responsibility, because it is a responsibility, right, to sit up here and share with people. We've got people, you know, that were joining us from, you know, services and stuff on Zoom, and it's a fantastic setup that you've got here. I'm really glad this meeting is going. Like, really glad, you know what I mean? I don't come here that often, but it's a meeting that I will always signpost a newcomer towards, do you know what I mean? And there's a reason for that. It's been a tough week or two, and I'm just a bit bogged down at the moment. And I realised that when I came here this evening, I could either just share where I'm at and just let it come out. I didn't plan what I was gonna say at all. I wasn't that obsessed even, do you know what I mean? I don't think I've sweated that much, which is, do you know what, in itself is indicative of what I've got from being an NA member, is I can sit here in front of people and talk to the best of my ability about my experience in this fellowship and what this program tries to do for us, do you know what I mean, and how it's worked for me, and try and be honest with you guys, and I'm not quivering, sweating buckets, do you know what I mean, or just wanting to run, do you know what I mean? There's been no compulsion, no ball of anxiety in me this evening that's dragged me around, do you know what I mean, like it would have done once upon a time, and certainly would have triggered my using once upon a time. And if I got nothing else from NA, right, but that, it would be enough for me, do you know what I mean? You know, I haven't really shared much about, you know, some of my achievements. I haven't really shared much about the ripple effect on my recovery on those who care about me. That's been really profound, you know. I'm rummaging around with some of these big boy steps at the moment, you know, the amends steps, and, you know, I'm just blown away, do you know what I mean, by the power of this program and the healing that I've experienced thus far. My appetite for recovery is still really high, do you know what I mean? I have a thirst for more freedom, do you know what I mean? And more growth, and that's fantastic, do you know what I mean? It keeps me coming back, do you know what I mean? There is definitely more to be revealed for me. I do believe the best is yet to come, do you know what I mean? I've got a couple of little goals for myself. It involves things like traveling, and it involves things like education. I left school with no education, and I want to go and redress that. Not for anyone else, just for me, do you know what I mean? And I believe I can do that. You know, I have to keep an eye on my procrastination, though. You know, I have to keep an eye on that. I have to keep an eye on the clock. And I have to bring the God I choose to not try to understand anymore into the mix as well. Do you know what I mean? Because it's a resource, right? Do you know what I mean? It's a resource. And yes, I could have spoken about that too, perhaps, but I didn't, you know, and that's okay, you know. But I've, you know, this program's blown, it continues to blow me away, do you know what I mean? It's a really beautiful thing that I've engaged with, do you know what I mean? If you are, you know, if you're new, I guess, yeah, I love it in our meeting formats where we encourage people not to focus on the differences, do you know what I mean? I think, like, we could pay more attention to that personally, do you know what I mean? Because my whole life was about focusing on the differences, do you know what I mean? And we skirt over it in a sentence sometimes at the beginning of meetings, but do you know what I mean? It's really important to recognize the part of me that tries to separate myself by focusing on the differences. So try and keep coming back to meetings. Try and come back clean. You know, I say to people, it don't matter if you go out and use, really, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think, if anyone asked me not to use, I couldn't, told you it was incomprehensible, do you know what I mean? So I don't say that to newcomers, I just say, do you know what, just keep coming back and try and come back clean. Try and focus on the similarities rather than the differences, do you know what I mean? And this place is full of love, do you know what I mean? It's just full of love, and love was one of those daddy principles, do you know what I mean, that I needed in my life, but never knew I needed in my life. I have in my life now, do you know what I mean? And I still want to run from it, do you know what I mean? So I'm having this tussle with that principle all the time. But what I do know is that I needed and I need love in my life. And this place is filled with love. Do you know what I mean? And I'll leave it there. Thank you.